It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh, yes, welcome, welcome, one and all. It is Monday, October the 30th, 2023. It's 1910 UTC. Yeah, I'm a little behind. Sorry about that. The security team at work is doing a bunch of presentations today. So I was attending one about some language models. It was very cool. Essentially, it was like helping everybody get Hugging Face, like getting an LLM set up just on your local machine. So that way you don't sit there and spill corporate secrets out at, you know, ChatGPT or whatever. So anyway, I thought it was very cool, but I lost track of time. As I think most people, most nerds do, when you find a new toy, you get sucked into it sometimes. But anyway, I'm going to SSH over to sdf.org. You can too. You can also SSH over to tty.sdf.org if you want to be cool. Once you're connected, just launch Commode Chat, C-O-M, and then press enter. And once you do that, then you press G for go to and type Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word. And boom, you'll land in the Anon Radio room hanging out with cool folks like X1 and Ratsu and Barth. As well as WX Boss and LCD, Thriggs in the house. The whole crew is here. Sorry for the delay. But hey, you know what? That's how it goes. Had a big cold front come through. Today, the high, 9. The low, 4. Presently, it's 7 degrees. All centigrade, of course. But we were in the 30s last week. So being in the single digits this week, big difference. Big, big difference. Very exciting. So I'm excited. It's been rainy and cold, since yesterday, and in between rain, I went outside and I learned that I could adjust my chain tension without putting my bike up on its center stand or lifting up the bike on a paddock stand. I've been riding a motorcycle years. I didn't realize I could do that. So anyway, very exciting times, and just in general, also, programming note on, Thursday, I have a flight to Seattle at 6 a.m., and I should arrive in Seattle, thanks to the power of time zones, at about 8:30 or 9. And then the bus, according to the bus schedule that I have on my phone, I should arrive about 10:30 local time there. And that means that once I get there, I contacted the Airbnb people, and I can check in early, so I should be able to get there, set up my computer, and go live from the Airbnb place before I go wander around or take a nap. So should not be any interruptions, but just a heads up, Thursday might be a little wonky because of that. Yeah, Publius in the house. Hello, welcome, welcome. See you later, DC Trude. excuse me. Yupper. Record high temperatures, chain tensioning magic, and yeah, early morning fights, Publius, I agree. They are not the best. Oops, trying to plus people in comm, and I messed up. Anyway, plus equals is not a valid typing shortcut in comm, just FYI. Let's plus people and then do some news. Got Barth in the house, LCD, Thrig. Oh man, I'm typoing everywhere. Sorry. I had a new keyboard cover. Anyway. Let's get into the news, baby. 2 killed and 18 injured in a Halloween weekend shooting on a crowded Florida street. That's right, death, destruction. That's where we're at today. So, 2 people were killed, 18 other hospitalized after a shooting erupted on a crowded street during Halloween celebrations in Tampa, Florida. The gunfire allegedly erupted during a fight between 2 groups early Sunday morning. One suspect is in custody and one is being sought. At least 2 shooters opened fire before 3 a.m. in the Ybor City area, according to Tampa police. The flight took place. Oh, I need to turn on Do Not Disturb. I keep getting alerts. It's like, bling, 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 bling. We don't want to hear it. Ding, bling, bling, bling. Do not disturb. All right, there we go. The flight took place as hundreds of late-night revelers spilled out of closing bars and nightclubs in the area. Police were not immediately sure if people involved in the fight were inside any of the bars before the shooting. A wild ass time. Definitely, if you want to see a wild time, wild mass of humanity, go to any entertainment district as the bars close. I would not suggest going armed, and I would probably suggest, if you do this, be prepared to walk home or walk to where you're going. But the bars in Austin at 2:30, around 2 o'clock, when they start closing the bars and all the people are corralled out, it's amazing. The horse cops line up at one end of 6th Street and just march back down, clearing the street as they go of all the people. And it's just like a huge corral of humanity. It's wild. All right, so let's keep it moving. Sorry, guys. Hey, Quentin's in the house. Welcome, welcome. Lily James, murder at elite school horrifies Australia. That's right, we got some child murder. On Thursday, as Australia woke to the news of a body being found inside the bathroom at elite Sydney private school, horror rippled throughout the country. Police had turned up at St. Andrew's Cathedral School just before midnight after a chilling 000 emergency call. They encountered a confronting scene. A 21-year-old water polo coach... Oh, it's a teacher, not a kid. Sorry. 21-year-old water polo coach Lily James dead with extensive head injuries. Detectives believe she was murdered, allegedly with a hammer. That reminds me, have you heard of the Maxwell Silverhammer song? It's about a guy who kills people with a hammer. Hours earlier, according to local media, who have cited anonymous sources. CCTV has reportedly captured her colleague, 24-year-old hockey coach Paul Thijssen, entering the bathroom after her. He's then the one who made the call to authorities. But he emerged alone out of the bathroom. Though police have made no public comments about the potential motive, local media have reported Miss James had recently ended a relationship with him. They had been seeing each other for only 5 weeks. Ooh. That's troubling news indeed. Very tragic death of a young person there. Publius saying, during South by Southwest, they don't even bother to do that. It's true, it's true. And WX Boss says, memories of Bourbon Street. yes, Austin has horsey police. How does a horse... the horse doesn't really have to hold a gun. They're pretty intimidating. They're big, so much bigger, they can just kind of like step on you. And the cops have guns, so they could just shoot. The cops on the horse have guns, so. don't worry, there's plenty of ways for the police to kill you. All right, in Dajistan, mob storms Russian airport in search of Jews. I didn't know where to put this story, so here it is right now. Israel has urged Russia to protect all its citizens and all Jews after a large mob shouting anti-Semitic slogans stormed a Dagestan airport. It's Dagestan. Delta Alpha Golf Sierra Tango Alpha November. So I think it's Dagestan, but it could be something else. Video footage on social media showed an angry crowd running through the airport, seeing people arriving on a flight from Tel Aviv. Some of the crowd ran on the runway and surrounded aircraft. Russia's aviation agency said security forces later brought the situation under control. The airport was closed on Sunday night, and on Monday, Rosaviatsiya, the aviation agency, said the airport had reopened. The agency added that flights from Israel to the North Caucasus, would be temporarily redirected to other cities. 60 alleged mob participants were arrested, Russian news agencies say. Video clips showed hundreds of people storming the airport terminal, some waving Palestinian flags. Many in the crowd chanted anti-Semitic slogans, while others chanted Allah Akbar. A video posted on social media showed a mob rampaging through the terminal, asking where the Jews were. An Israeli passenger told Ynet that rioters stopped a bus carrying passengers and asked every person if they were Muslim or Jewish. It was lucky that the Israelis on the plane spoke Russian, he said. I saw death on that bus. This is going on for quite a bit. But, it's a BBC story, so we've got a map. Maps! Map time! Map of... Alright, So if you want to see where Dagestan is, you can go to sdf.org/l/1eb. That's sdf.org/lima/1echo bravo, all lowercase, sdf.org/l/1eb. And boom, you'll get to see that map where Dagestan is, and that town is where the plane landed in Makachakal. I didn't even attempt to say it. But let's see what we got going on in comm. The G is hard. So, Dagestan. Dagestan? Daggy? Let's see. Publius, it's 61 fair zones in one direction, 60 in the opposite direction. Oh, G is in Gaudi. Dagestan? Anyway, map time. You need a half fare ticket for your suitcase. Oh, this is interesting. Here we go. H Lamb in the house, giving us some info here. That's just the tip of the iceberg. My dad told me that his dog has to pay for a ticket on the bus. What I'd like to know is, supposing she wants to go to the shops to get some bones and pig ears, how is she supposed to ask for intended destination? Woof, woof, the shops, woof. Gaudi is pronounced fish. Fish. Now, you guys are messing with me. Dishistan. Fishistan? Figurst? It's off the Caspian Sea. Go to sdf.org/l/1eb if you'd like to see the map and know where the heck I'm talking about. Oh, enough. Enough. Okay. Dagestan. Either way, I'll learn it one day when it's no longer a region or a country, probably. We're all learning all the time, which is kind of the excitement of life. But you know what? Life doesn't last as long as you might hope. Deadly explosion off of Nigeria points to threat posed by aging oil ships around the world. Switch to nuclear power now. Quit using oil ships. It was the dead of night when the ship caught fire. Patrick Aganayadi remembers, but the flames made it seem as bright as day. The explosion that night woke him and knocked him to the floor. He tucked his phone and his ID card in his pockets, strapped on a life jacket, and made his way to the upper deck. As the flames barreled towards him, he prepared to jump nearly 100 feet or 30 meters into the sea. Five workers were killed and two others presumed dead in the blast on the Trinity Spirit, a rusting converted oil tanker anchored 15 miles off the coast of Nigeria that pulled crude oil from the ocean floor. It was by the grace of God, Aganayadi said, that he and two fellow crewmen escaped, rescued by a pair of fishermen as the burning vessel sank, along with 40,000 barrels of oil. The explosion in February of last year stands among the deadliest tragedies of an oil ship in recent years. The Associated Press's review of court documents, ship databases, and interviews with crew members revealed that the 46-year-old ship was in a state of near total disrepair, and the systems meant to ensure its safety and lawful operation, annual inspections, flag registry, insurance, had gradually fallen away. Is this an interactive map, or is this the map I can link to? Oh, it is an interactive map. I can't link to it. This is an AP story. I'll link to the whole story. At sdf.org/l/1ec, that's 1echo Charlie, there's a nice map that's interactive. You can kind of hover over and see where these really old ships are. But these oil tankers were built like 1970s, 1973, 1975. 1969 in Liberia, just super old oil tankers, put to work storing and extracting oil even while on the brink of mechanical breakdown. At least 8 have been shut down after a fire, a major safety hazard, or the death of a worker in the last decade. More than 30 are older than the Trinity Spirit and still storing oil around the world. That's what that map has. I call them floating bombs. So, anyway, the story goes on to detail all the different tankers and what kind of disrepair they're in. It's crazy. It was definitely news to me. I thought this was a well-regulated industry, or at least an industry that cared about, like, not having its storage of tens of thousands of barrels of oil lost, but apparently that's just a drop in the bucket, or in the ocean, I guess, if you want to make light of it. Terrible. Wild stuff. Okay, let's see what we got. Thrig, live radio is probably not the time to figure this stuff out. Yeah, good point, Thrig. I will try and not figure how to pronounce things out. But yeah, if only they had been built with four holes, they would have been able to live longer. A German politician's in hot water after using the Nazi slogan and salute. A German politician has been arrested for allegedly displaying Nazi symbols after Sieg Heil was regularly heard coming from the headquarters of a fraternity to which he belongs. Daniel Halimba, age 22, of the Alternative for Germany, or AfD, was elected to the Bavarian parliament earlier this month. Police raided the premises of the Teutonia Prague student fraternity and found a number of Nazi symbols. Mr. Halimba was arrested hours before he was due to gain immunity as an MP. Oh my gosh. Talk about just barely getting by. He is one of 32 AfD members elected in the far-right party's best-ever election result in Bavaria, where it is now the largest opposition party in the state. Police in Würzburg last month raided the premises of Mr. Halimba's fraternity after neighbors complained of hearing shouts of Sieg Heil from inside. Officers said they confiscated banned material and that the raid confirmed the allegations made by neighbors. The phrase was a key Nazi slogan and is banned in Germany. Police issued an arrest warrant on Friday, and Mr. Halimba was tracked down near Stuttgart in the state of Baden-Württemberg on Monday morning. Prosecutors told the BBC they considered Mr. Halimba a flight risk, as he had been on the run since October 26th. He's under investigation on suspicion of sedition and possessing banned symbols in Germany. Nazi iconography is outlawed. Let's see. His response, "They want to arrest me using a totally lawless arrest warrant," Mr. Halimba said in a video posted to social media, saying that the allegations had no truth to them, and saying it was a politically motivated hunt for him, which is very much like what the right wing and extremists in the United States and other places say. But yeah, what a dumbass. Andy C. pointing out, what a dumbass. In Ghana, at least 26,000 people have been displaced due to floods. The Lower Volta Basin in Ghana is grappling with a dire situation following the release of excess water from the Okosombo and Kapong dams, leading to severe flooding. The resilient residents are fighting against both the fury of nature and the deluge caused by man-made actions, with their very existence hanging in the balance. 46-year-old Kojo Atsu is one of over 25,000 people who are now homeless. He and his family were saved just before his three-bedroom apartment was collapsed. Many others have lost their business to the floodwaters. Residents have been watching helplessly as their homes and farms continue to be submerged across six districts. Critical installations like hospitals, morgues, schools, banks, and marketplaces are all underwater. The National Disaster Management Organization, with support from the Ghana Navy and other security agencies, are frantically working to relocate the affected people. The local member of parliament says, "I will demand a probe into this affair. People must not get away. So most importantly, there will be reforms, and this will not recourse." I think this is translated poorly. The dams play a crucial role in providing hydroelectric power, producing around 1,072 megawatts of Ghana's total energy mix. Another problem that could be solved with nuclear power. What do we got here? Fuck, I'm really, really glad they arrested these idiots. Hope they toss them in a deep, dark hole. I'm much less glad that these idiots are popping up more. Talking about the Nazis and neo-Nazis around the world. 100% with you there. Israeli raid kills five in occupied West Bank. Most of the stuff that we've been hearing about, at least most of the active genocide of the Palestinian people is happening in the Gaza Strip. The West Bank has just been occasionally raided. You know, there's only occasional murder there, I guess, is one way to put it. Still not a good place to be. Israeli forces have killed five Palestinians in the West Bank, according to health officials, as violence escalates in the occupied territory amid Israel's war against Hamas.